us.
Red River Farm Network's Don Wick is on the road for the Pioneer Agronomy Update. He has this report from Roseau, Minnesota.
We're at South 89 Seed. Amy Brodding is with us. Amy, let's begin this conversation. You guys actually got in pretty early compared to a lot of folks this spring.
We did. We had a beautiful spring. Some of the wheat actually went in April. We're seeing some flag leaf now in the wheat. But we had a really nice planting season. And as you can see by our crops, really nice establishment so far and beautiful fields.
Yeah, nice stand here. Is that pretty common, what we're seeing around the region?
Yeah. We see a little bit of inconsistency in corn, and I think that a lot of that has to do with some cold stress. There were cooler than average temperatures, but the field conditions were ready, and so guys went out to plant. And so we see a little bit of inconsistencies, but overall, really nice stands. Soybeans are emerging, and they look really good as well.
We're going to pull Zach into this conversation if we can as well. You got a few examples of what that corn looks like. Give us an idea.
Yeah, so as Amy said, our corn crop looks really good. It's been a relatively cool year, and like Amy said, stands are good but not perfect. When you drive around and you look down the rows, they look really good. If you go out and do stand counts, they're off by 5 to 10% in a lot of cases. Really because it was pretty cold, even though our date was mid-May or whatever. It wasn't too early, but it was pretty cool. Coming up pretty quick is if you didn't put all your nitrogen on ahead of time, you're going to need to put nitrogen on pretty soon. And with some of the new tools we have, both equipment to apply nitrogen later, as well as some of the tools we have to assess your nitrogen needs later, we can put nitrogen on later than we used to. It used to be if you're going to side dress, you're doing it right now.
Some good information. Again, we are at South 89 Seed here at Roseau. We're glad to be out and about with the Pioneer Agronomy Update. I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.